Megillas Esther, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes Zayin. So Vashti has refused to come, and the king is seeking counsel from all of his bros to find out what to do. Vayomer Memuchan. So out of the seven advisors, the one to speak up was Memuchan. And the Gemara in Megillah, of course, Daf Yud Beis, says Memuchan Ze Haman. That's Haman. Lifnei HaMelech VeHasorim. He spoke out before the king and the Sarim. What the Gemara says about that, of course, is that by saying Lifnei Kofetz, he jumped out to answer before anybody else. And that actually is a statement that fools are the ones who put themselves out first before anybody else gets the chance to think things through. And ignoramus thrusts himself to the forefront, Rav Kahana says in the Gemara. Mamuchan Mumkan, or Mumkain. There is a mum here. There is a blemish. Speaking out of turn, he's a boor. Also, Muchan, he is going to be prepared through this rising up to eventually be destroyed. And maybe when we have the various mayor Mamuchans, maybe too, they are being raised up in order for it to be the higher, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. We'll see. We'll see. But Mamuchan speaks up before the king and the officers. And the Malbim says that what he's going to do is try to characterize this as a national crisis, despite the fact that the king at this point seems inclined to forgive her. What to do with Hamalka Vashti? It doesn't say that he had already decided to do anything violent to her. But in a society where violating the king's will could lead to execution, that's exactly what she had been risking. Lo al ha-melech levado avsa Vashti ha-malka. It's not only the king that Vashti has wronged. So he starts off with wronging. He doesn't say that she's a rebel. He doesn't say that she's a refuser. He says that she's wronged him. Avsa. Ki al kol ha-sarim v'al kol ha-amim. But then he turns it into a national crisis. It's also, she's also wronged all the officials and all the people, all of the nations. Asher b'chom dinos ha-melech ha-chashverosh. Who are in all of the provinces of the king Ahasuerus, HaMelech Ahasuerus. He keeps on saying the king Ahasuerus to emphasize his high position and his authority. Why? Yudzayin ki yetze dvar hamalko al kol hanoshim lavzos ba'alehen be'inehen. This deed of the queen, this thing that the queen did, or dvar hamalko, the words that the queen said, if you take the Midrashic interpretation that she sent back, you're a nobody, you're a stable boy, gets out to all of the women, lahavzos ba'alehen be'inehen, and that would imply what she said as well. It'll make their husbands embarrassed, contemptible in their eyes. Oy, the poor husbands, it'll be terrible. Be'amram hamel ha-chashverosh amar lahavi es vashti hamal ka lefanav v'lo va'a. Got to get that one right when you lane it. By the way, laning Megillas Esther is a trip because the trop is very dramatic and perfectly suited to everything. Vayomer Mumuchan. It's very dramatic pause trop or revi'i right there. So when it is said by saying Be'omrum, it doesn't say Be'omrun when they say, but when they say the king Ahasuerosh said, commanded Queen Vashti to come before him. Lahavi, to be brought before him, velo va'a, but she did not come. Contrast this va'a to the most famous one that I ever lain in Vayetze, Brochel ba'a, when she comes with the sheep to water the sheep, and she gives Eliezer, is that Rachel? I think it's Rachel ba'a, when she comes and meets Yaakov Avinu by the well, and it's not Rivka. Sorry for the momentary blip on which parsha. I believe it's Vayetze. I believe it's Rachel Ba'a. So she comes to do chesed. This one, Lo Va'a, she refused to come before the king. So again, he commanded that she be brought before him is already a negative. But of course, the problem is that they're going to belittle their husbands. And then the Nachal Eshkol brings down, he's an Achron, brings down, then they'll make fun of the king. The husbands will make fun of the king. Oh, look at him, he's whipped. She wouldn't do what he said. So what does Mamuchan advise? Ve'hayom hazeh, and on this very day, right now, this day, Tomarnos Aros Parasomodai, Saros is not the same as Sarim. So again, women are going to mock you. The princesses of Persia and Media who hear about this, they will say, Asher Shamu is Dvar HaMalka, that they heard what the queen did. Now it's not Vashti anymore. Now she's not a person. Now she's just the Malka being rebellious. L'chol Sarei HaMelech. And they'll quote this to all of the king's officials. So not just common wives are going to mock their husbands and refuse to obey them, but high-ranking women are going to use this as an excuse not to listen to their husbands. She's going to be a feminist icon. And you got to give Haman credit because he saw the 20th century coming, because she is a feminist icon nowadays. They consider Vashti to be this sort of incredible woman who fights against, as one woman wrote in a feminist companion to Esther, Judith, and Susanna, a woman named Detroyer, a professor, she wrote, the Book of Esther is a magnificent short story, but it has a hidden agenda. It transmits a code, a norm of behavior for women. This code and this norm is delivered completely from a male point of view. And Haman said, that's what the feminists are going to write someday in academia. So we got to do something about this. The big shots are going to say this. And what's the result of all that? Uchidai bizayon vakatzef. There will be a lot of contempt and wrath and anger. So what is Memuchan going to counsel? He's going to counsel royal orders throughout the kingdom. And this is very, very important. Rav Soloveitchik has a tremendous connection to this that we're going to talk about next. What happens when a marital spat turns into a change in legal codes across the kingdom?